Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it's brought to you in part by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and our best bank. On the telephone with me, we've got Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. And good morning, Chief. How are you today?
Tom, good morning to you, sir. I'm doing well.
It's always a beautiful day, ain't it?
When the sun comes up, it's a beautiful day, and it's going to get even better because I am traveling to Washington County today.
Oh, yes.
Home of your fine station, and I always like to visit.
Well, great. We're looking forward to having you up here. Now, I understand that we've got some things going on in Washington County here as far as the what's going on in Oshelada. I think we've got a big deal coming up here, don't we?
We do, and Oshelada, great history there, known for many things, you know, and more recently in the last decade has been known for Cherokee Nation's investment there. We've got a $10 million health care facility in Oshelada. We've got a large amount of property there surrounding the health center, and what we did a few years ago was built a community building for the Washington County Cherokee Association, the WCCA. Now, they've been active in Washington County for really decades. Uh-huh. They had, used rented space and finally worked with us and built a building. And what we're doing now is we're going to put solar panels on top of that building. And, Tom, here's what it does. People should know that WCCA is one of about 30 some odd Cherokee community organizations that are really at the grassroots. And so what they do is they do things like take care of elders with food and that sort of thing. They keep our culture and life ways alive by sharing stories and art forms and history with, you know, the generation coming up. So they're really vital to what we do in Cherokee communities. They have to have a budget to do these things. These things cost money. And what we can do with solar panels is two things. One is we can reduce their utility costs. So in any given year, WCCA will spend about $1,700 on utilities. Now, that may not seem like a great amount to, maybe a business or something like that, but when you're a nonprofit and you really have a lean budget, you got to reduce those costs where you can. We're going to reduce that cost by about $1,000 a year. So their utility bill is going to go down to about $700 a year. That means they can spend that $1,000 on elders and kids and other things. So not a lot of money for people that deal in big budgets, but when you're a nonprofit, it's a big deal. The other thing it does is I think it goes towards something we ought to do as an Indian nation, we ought to do as a state, we ought to do as a country, which is try to lower that carbon footprint. Now, you know, fossil fuels are going to be with us a long time. We've got a great industry in the state that employ a lot of people. But we have to think about the sustainability of the planet and shifting over to alternative fuels in some way that can help diversify what we do in terms of our fuel and lower that carbon footprint is just important. It's important to the Cherokee Nation. So just in Little Oshelada, on this little building, these solar panels are going to be the equivalent of taking three vehicles off the road, planting 9,000 trees. That's a small impact, but it does our part in Oshelada. So I'm proud of what they're doing there. Looking forward to a visit there today.
Very, very good. Also, I understand that we were talking a little bit about hospitals from time to time, but I understand that the Cherokee Nation is budgeted for the new Hastings Hospital. Tell us all about it. This sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be great for the Cherokee Nation, great for the region in terms of improving health care, because when we improve health care for any of us, we really all win in some way, Tom. So I mentioned Oshelada earlier. Oshelada is an example of where we did a lot of capital investment in health care in the last decade. What did we do in the last decade? We did about $300 million in health care construction. A little place like Oshelada gets about a $10 million facility, our flagship outpatient facility. And Tahlequah got a $200 million, largest in Indian country outpatient facility. And then you go around the region, you can see all these new and wonderful healthcare facilities. There are two places, though, within our reservation where the facilities are aging and need to be replaced. And the primary one is our Hastings Hospital in Tahlequah. I'm talking about the inpatient facility. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think we built a new hospital in Tahlequah. It was an outpatient facility. So what we have is a decades-old facility built by the Indian Health Service that they once operated, that we took over about 15 years ago and have run it well. But, you know, look, in modern healthcare, one of the ways that you deliver healthcare most effectively and efficiently is modern facilities. It's just the way of things, Tom. And so we are going to invest heavily in a new healthcare facility, a new hospital, rather, there in Tahlequah. So it's going to take one of the older facilities off our list that needs to be replaced. It's going to make healthcare in the hospital setting more efficient and effective. We learned a lot from COVID, so we know now that how we have modern facilities affects how we're able to handle infectious disease. We hope we never see another COVID, Tom, but the truth of the matter is history shows us we will see more pandemic over the course of my lifetime and yours, and we better be prepared for it. Mm-hmm. We can be better prepared in a modern hospital. That has room to grow because Cherokee Nation's healthcare system is growing. I should mention the other older healthcare facility we have is in the community of Salina over in Mays County near Delaware County. It is also slated to be replaced. It's among many types of healthcare investments that we want to make in the next 3 or 4 years. Some of that's going to include behavioral health. Tom, we've got our work cut out for us on mental health and drug treatment. But look, we're equipped to do it in terms of the resources, and we've got the right priorities. We know that healthcare is something that universally affects all of us, and so we think that's one of our best investments.
One of the things I'm hearing is that this is going to also offer expanded mental health and also wellness at the Hastings Hospital.
It will, and so we'll put some of those programs in there, but here's what the experts tell us is the most important thing, is really a almost standalone system for behavioral health, so not completely separate from the rest of healthcare, but on par with what we do for physical health. In this country, and in Cherokee Nation for decades, I think we've developed a system in which, mental health was kind of a discrete area, didn't get as many resources or as much attention. But the fact of the matter is, Tom, for you and I and every one of our fellow citizens of this region, of this country, really of this world, what matters is wellness. And wellness takes the form of many things. Physical wellness, how well you are before you walk into the healthcare center, well, that's going to depend on how much access you have to good nutrition and physical exercise and things of that nature. Our mental wellness is so important, and that of course, affects us every day. We want a healthcare system in which you walk in and have an opportunity to get well, and we know that takes different forms, but we know it's got to take more investment in mental health, behavioral health, and sadly, a lot of it's got to be directed at addressing drug addiction, which affects all of us, but affects our people, I think, at a higher rate, unfortunately. So what are we going to do? We're going to beef up our behavioral health system with historic investment, and we're going to not only have programs in Tahlequah, but we've got to get out in the communities, Tom, because here's the situation. If you or I were to have an addiction problem, we would have a long road probably ahead of us. We would have to not only get to a layperson like me might call a detox center or dry out center, as they used to say, but we've got to go beyond that. We've got to transition back into the workforce, back into our family life. In some cases, people who are dealing with this have young children. Maybe they're mothers or fathers and are being separated from the kids. We got to find a way to reunite them. That is a big job, and it takes community-based programs so that people can transition back in. We think that's the way to do it, though. We think we got to treat the whole person and help them from start to finish. And so you're going to see us outside of Tahlequah, Tom. We're looking for places out across our reservation to construct facilities that can help with this transition.
Now, we're also looking out for we've talked about our elders. We're talking with the Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. We've talked about our elders. Let's talk about our children. I understand that some money's been allocated now for your Head Start programs in Cherokee Nation.
That's right. I'm really excited about this because I am a big believer, as many of us are, in the benefits of early childhood education. I think the statistics bear that out. Lots of different ways to deliver early childhood education. We do it in two ways. One is more of a child care-based child development center, which includes an education component for some of the wee ones out there, and we've got a few of those facilities. Head Start, though, is near and dear to my heart. We operate a number of Head Start centers, many of which are connected to schools, but nine of which, I believe, are standalone Head Start facilities that Cherokee Nation started building, Tom, in the late 1970s when we got into Head Start. Now, in the late 1970s, the whole Head Start program had only been around for, a little over a decade. So we got in early. A lot of those facilities, though, Tom, date back to that time period or date back to the 80s. They need to be replaced. Sort of like I mentioned with healthcare, if you're delivering education in a modern setting, you need modern facilities. It affects how kids learn. We know a lot more about how to set up classrooms today than we did decades ago, and we'll know more decades from now. But what we know now suggests there's all sorts of opportunities to improve the Head Start programs with new facilities. So we're committing $40 million to replacing those, I think, total of nine Head Start centers, one of which is located in Nowata County, not too far from where you are. And so we're putting some investment up in the northern part for Head Start. And it's a great program. It changes lives. It involves families. And, you know, that's really what education ought to be centered on, is the family.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Now, I understand you got some pretty good news up there in the Vinita area. I understand that you've unveiled some new plans up there for something really kind of sweet.
We have, and Tom, you and I have talked before about the great things you can see in Tahlequah, our capital, and you've come down here for Cherokee Holiday, and you visited our museums. We now have something in the northern end of the Cherokee Nation, as we would call it, up in my home area of Vinita, where we will soon. We are constructing a new cultural and welcome center in Vinita. It is near the Route 66 and I-44 interchange there at the Vinita exit. It was when I was growing up, Tom, this was a country club. Now, I never got into country club, but I always saw this country club up there, and it did good for a while, went out of business, and but it's a good building, got good bones, as they say. So we're putting almost $5 million into that facility to transform it into the Anna Mitchell Cultural and Visitor Center. Now, who was Anna Mitchell? Many know, some do not. She was a potter. She did pottery. She's a Cherokee National Treasure. But she did more than that, Tom. She was a woman who dedicated her life to revitalizing something that was largely lost among Southeastern tribes, which is a Southeastern style of pottery. She had to do a great deal of research. So successful, Tom, that if you went to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., you would see Anna Mitchell's pottery, and she was from Little Vinita, Oklahoma, my hometown. She's since passed away, but she left quite a legacy, including her daughter, who's the deputy speaker of our council and is a champion for art and culture. So in December, when this is open, people will have a chance closer to where you and I call home, Tom, to go see great history, art, and culture. Smaller setting than the big venues we have in Tahlequah, but it'll give you a taste and a feel for Cherokee art and culture and history, and really will serve as a gateway to the Cherokee Nation, because, Tom, thousands and thousands of people from all over the region, all over the country, and even all over the world travel through Route 66, and they travel down I-44. We're going to pull more of them, Tom, off that interstate and off Route 66, and they're going to see things in Vinita that will just, I think, change their perception of Native Americans.
Well, very good. Well, we look forward to having you up here in Washington County today as you take your tour of the Oshelada properties there and watch some magic take place there as they put those solar panels on. That's really going to be kind of cool.
It'll be great. I always I'm kind of I'm not a scientist, but I sure am a little bit of a nerd when it comes to solar power. So I just like to go up and see it in action.
See how it works. Indeed, indeed. Hey, Chief, is there anything else you'd like to add to, while we have you here today?
You know, I think we've hit a lot, Tom. Looking forward to coming up and visiting Oshelada. And, of course, people know Cherokee Nation's Facebook, and they can reach me on Facebook. They'll see some of those pictures of those solar panels going up today, and you guys check those out.
All righty. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin, Jr., thank you very much for being our guest today on Community Connection. Be well, my friend.
Wado.
Wado. And our broadcast has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, and Arvest Bank.